Table tennis fanatics are traveling to Baltimore this weekend to check out some of the sport's finest spinning serves, kill shots, and fancy footwork. It's the North American Table Tennis Championships. More than 200 teams from five continents are taking part, among them 9 teams from China. It's a chance for the Chinese to showcase their extraordinary talent and drum up excitement for the 2008 Beijing Olympics. NPR's Andrea Xu caught up with one Chinese team and a table tennis celebrity at a meet and greet just outside Washington, D.C.
This is the Potomac Table Tennis Club in Potomac, Maryland. But judging from the 200 or so people packing this gym, it could be somewhere in China. The manager of the club, Herman Ye, is scrambling to set up more chairs.
Well, it's quite a big turnout. This is the first time this so much crowd.
In this crowd is Sharon Huang. 3 decades ago, she was a professional ping pong player in Shanghai. Now she's a realtor in Maryland. Like many here, she's come to see one player in particular, Liang Geliang. In the past, we really worshipped him, she says, so I'm very excited to see him play tonight. To a generation of Chinese, Liang Geliang is nothing short of a national hero. He was a table tennis world champion in the 1970s and took part in ping pong diplomacy, which led to the warming of ties between the U.S. and China. Liang is now 56, balding and jolly. He's a coach at Peking University, which will host the ping pong matches at the Beijing Olympics. And this weekend in Baltimore, he's taking out his paddle and his moves, competing with players who weren't even alive back in the 70s. Playing with 18 and 19-year-olds keeps me young, he says. Now that the quality of life in China has improved, people eat and drink like crazy. Only exercise will save you from old age. No one here seems to care that Liang Geliang is getting up in years. He's swarmed by adoring Chinese journalists and fans. Liang is asked about a time in 1973 when he lost 3 matches in a row. What happened, a fan wants to know, and is it true that you were in tears on the way back to the hotel? The former world champion explains, it had to do with the change in the paddles. The pressure was immense. I cried on the spot. But it's all smiles here tonight, and the real treat comes with an exhibition doubles match. Liang and teammate Liu Wei, also a world champion, against 2 other former Chinese national team players who now live in the U.S. The 4 play an intense match filled with deft leaps, impossible shots, and crowd-pleasing points. The final score, 11-9. Liang's side wins. But the evening leaves no one disappointed, and everyone pumped up for the Olympics in 2008. Andrea Xu, NPR News, Washington.